الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على النبي المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما يعلم جنود ربك إلا هو وقال تعالى وما ربك بغافل عما يعملون وقال تبارك وتعالى والله يحكم لا معقب لحكمه وهو سريع الحساب صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable ulama kiram, respected elders and brothers in Islam, the entire universe is entirely and solely under the command and control of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala manages the affairs of the entire universe. مَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَتْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ Not even a leaf falls without the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single thing in this world only happens with the command, with the permission and the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, man, with the passage of time in this world, he tends to lose track of this reality. He tends to forget that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is in control of everything. And gradually, due to being exposed to the various things in this world, man, at times, his confidence, his trust, his fear, his hope, moves away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and moves to himself, to his own power, his own strength, his own acumen, or moves towards others. That same man who was absolutely nothing. هَلْ أَتَىٰ عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهَرِ There was a time when there was no existence to man. His coming in this world was by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His existing in the world is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now the same man, as he grows strong and powerful and mighty, he begins to lose track of this reality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of everything. And in a matter of a moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change the conditions that are around him. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّهُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that knows his armies, knows the power and the strength and the armies that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. Nobody knows beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this reality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of everything, and man is in control of absolutely nothing. Outwardly, sometimes the person who is so powerful, that nation that is so great, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bring about the end, their destruction, through a simple creation of his. It is said regarding the Banu Israel, when Musa alayhi salam had informed them that Fir'aun has been drowned in the Red Sea, then some of the Banu Israel were reluctant to even believe and to accept that it is possible for Fir'aun to be destroyed. Because they heard, or they saw, or they heard, they were indoctrinated so much with the power of Fir'aun, with the might of Fir'aun, They lived so long under the rule and oppression and yoke of Fir'aun that even they began to doubt it. Can it be possible that Fir'aun, such a mighty ruler like him, will even be destroyed? That is why they said to Musa alayhi salam, we can only believe you if we see his body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the ocean throw out his body as a lesson for man to come till the day of Qiyamah. That just as Fir'aun forgot his reality, forgot the power, forgot that the oppression that he is committing, he will have to one day answer for it. That same Fir'aun who thought he was so mighty and powerful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed him with a simple creation like water. Now highlighting the same point, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in one hadith of Sahih Muslim, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Nusirtu bis saba wa uhlikat adun bid dabur. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped me, I was assisted with the easterly wind. And the people of Ad were destroyed with the westerly wind. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making reference to two very important incidents. And both these incidents have very great relevance to our conditions today and the conditions of the ummah. The first incident Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indicating towards is the incident of the battle of Ahzab, the battle of the trench, which took place in the 50 after Hijrah. Very, very lengthy incident. But just to highlight some aspects of this incident and to highlight this point, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outwardly, when there seems to be no way of going through a problem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take out a path and make a way out of a problem. So in the battle of Ahzab, what had happened was, the Jews had come to Makkah Mukarramah to convince the Quraysh to fight and take up arms against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they came to the Quraysh and said to them that they want them to fight, to join them in the fight against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the Quraysh understood that the Yahud, they believe in the Torah, the Jews believe in the Torah. And according to the Torah, just as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declares, or people of Quraysh, the Kufar, the people of Makkah Mukarramah, the idol worshippers, as mushriks, as disbelievers, the Jews also believe and understand that the people of Makkah Mukarramah are worshipping idols, and they are also mushriks, they are apostates, they are disbelievers. So the Quraysh thought to themselves, how is it possible that we are going to unite with the Jews when the Jews regard us as non-believers? They regard us to be astray. So they presented this query before the Yahud who had come, the Jews who had come, some of the leading scholars and ulama. They said to them that, how is it possible for us to unite with you when you believe that we are astray? The only way we are prepared to unite with you is if you are prepared to make sajda to our two idols, Jibt and Tawut. If you are prepared to prostrate before these idols, then this shows that you are with us. And then we can unite and fight against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these Jews, although they were ulama, they were scholars, they knew the Torah, but in the enmity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the height of their treachery, they go and make sajda before these idols. And it doesn't stop there. Thereafter the Quraysh say, now we want you to even guarantee us and say that we are on the right path and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is astray. So 30 of them, with a group of 30 of the Quraysh, kuffar of Quraysh, they go to the Kaaba, the Baytullah. And imagine standing before the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, holding on to the ghilaf and the curtain of the Kaaba. Mufti Shafi rahimahullah writes in his tafsir, that can we imagine the extent of the tolerance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That here we have 30 ulama of the Jews, and 30 leaders of the Quraysh standing at his house and swearing in the name of Allah that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is astray and the idol worshippers are on the path of hidayah and guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَى إِلَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَصِيبًا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. Haven't you seen these people who are given the knowledge of the kitab? يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْجِبْتِ وَالطَّاغُوتِ. They believe in the idols, jibt and taghut. وَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. And they say to the disbelievers, هَؤُلَاءِ أَهْدَى مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا سَبِيلًا. That you are on guidance more than the believers. So in this way, they managed to convince the Quraysh. The Quraysh agreed to fight alongside the Jews. Then the treachery doesn't stop there. Then they go to another tribe, the Ghitfan tribe, that was known for their warmongering. They were known to be warmongers, extremely ruthless in battle. And they convinced them as well to fight against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, enticing them with the wealth of Khaybar, saying to them, Khaybar was a very famous area, and the plantations of Khaybar were very famous, lot of date palms. So they promised the Jew, they promised the people of Ghatfan that we will give you half the produce of Khaybar and you join us in the battle with, against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they also joined. Between 12 to 15,000 strong army marches from Makkah Mukarramah against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam receives this information in Medina Munawwara, the very first words that come out from the Mubarak tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of all our work. Although we are against such huge odds, Jews, Quraysh, Ghatfan, tribes of Aslam, so many various tribes, so many armies, we are alone. But Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Then he gathers the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and he makes mashwara with them. He consults with them. How are we going to face this challenge? Salman Farisi radiallahu an gives a suggestion of digging the trench. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepts the suggestion. The trench is dug from Shaykhain near mountain of Uhud all the way past the mountain of Salah. Approximately 3.5 miles long, this trench is dug. Whilst digging the trench, amazingly, the same Sahabi, Salman Farisi radiallahu anhu, who gave the suggestion of digging the trench, when he is digging, he comes across a huge boulder and is unable to dig any further. Mufti Shafi rahimullah explains that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed through this incident that although it is your wonderful suggestion and plan, but your planning will not reach fruition without the help and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At every point, at every juncture, it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is in charge. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is in control. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can open a way through problems, like how he opened the sea for the Banu Israel, like how on the day of Ahzab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sent his help. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his help how? In the form, many, many things, but one of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent was rihan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a wind and made it extremely windy and stormy. And this was one of the factors that caused the Ahzab and the armies to come to lose their morale, to lose their spirit, and to turn and to return back to Makkah Mukarramah. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referring to in this hadith, Nusirtu bis Saba, that I was helped with the easterly wind on the day of Ahzab. On the day when all odds were against me, on the day when it seemed like victory was securely in the hands of Quraysh and the Yahud, and all their plots and plans were now coming to fruition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wallahu yahkumu la mu'aqqiba li hukmi. It is Allah that decides. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decision that prevails. La mu'aqqiba li hukmi. Nothing and no one can change the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَدْ مَكَرَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلِلَّهِ الْمَكْرُ جَمِيعًا. People before plotted, planned, devised, strategized, but at the end, it was only the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that prevailed. So this is one incident that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indicating towards in this hadith. And the second incident he's indicating towards is the incident of the people of Ad. We heard many a times about the people of Ad and the power and the strength and the might and the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed them with. From Amman all the way to Yemen they lived. So much of wealth Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed them with. They would build huge, huge palaces. So much of strength and power Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed them with, that they would proudly say, Man ashaddu minna quwwa, who is there who has more power than us. So the same thing I mentioned in my opening statements, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the being that is in complete control. He is the being that has power over everything. He is the being that controls everything. But man, with the passage of time, tends to forget that it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His attention moves to his own strength. His attention moves to his own intelligence. His attention moves to his own power, his own wealth. This was exactly what happened to the people of Ad. They felt, there is no one greater than us. No one can challenge us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questioned them. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُمْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً. Don't they realize that the same Allah who created them, that same Allah who gave them that power, that same Allah who gave them that wealth, that same Allah who gave them that influence, He has more power over them. In a matter of a moment, He can destroy them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed this mighty nation with what? أُهْلِكَتْ عَادٌ بِالدَّبُورِ. With a westerly wind that blew and destroyed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they were left strewn on the ground like huge palm trees that are chopped, completely destroyed. Nothing, no single survivor to the people of Ad. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّهُ. Nobody knows what weapon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may use against which nation. Nobody knows what weapon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may use against any person. The lesson we need to learn from here, from these incidents and from these realities, is that many a times we need to examine our own lives. That are we guilty of the same thing? Have we lost track of this reality? That tomorrow I also have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَلَّا لَا وَزَرُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْمُسْتَقَرُ يُنَبَّهُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِمَا قَدَّمَ وَأَخَّرُ. Man will ask on the day of Qiyamah, أَيْنَ الْمَفَرُ. Is there any escape route? Is there any place I can run away? كَلَّا لَا وَزَرُ. There is no refuge today. Today we have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are we guilty of the same? Have we lost track of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of all affairs? In my own life, in my wealth, am I doing something? Am I oppressing someone? Am I usurping the right of someone? When it comes to my strength, am I doing someone down? Am I hurting someone? Am I abusing someone? When it comes to my influence, am I using my influence incorrectly? Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ki ya, der hai, and der nahi hai. That by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there may be a delay. But by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not unmindful of our actions. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us this masnoon dua. Allahumma la tu'amminna makrak. Oh Allah, don't ever let us feel safe of your makr, of your plan, of your plot. Today I'm planning against someone. Today I'm strategizing how to cheat someone, how to do someone down. Don't forget, oh Allah, don't ever let us feel safe of your makr and of your plan. وَلَا تُنْسِنَا ذِكْرَكَ. And oh Allah, don't ever let us be unmindful of you. Don't ever let us forget your dhikr. وَلَا تَهْتِكْ عَنَّا سِتْرَكَ. And oh Allah, don't ever remove your parda from us, your veil, your curtain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has veiled the evil that we do. Imagine if our condition was such that when we walk in the street, everyone comes to know the wrongs that we are engaged in. One of the greatest favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not disgrace us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not expose our faults. وَلَا تَجْعَلْنَا مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ And oh Allah, don't ever let us become ghafil and unmindful of you at every given moment when I'm saying something, when I'm doing something. What is my intention? It may be a great deed I'm doing, but why am I doing it? If I'm eating something, whatever I'm doing, oh Allah, don't make us ghafil and unmindful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَا يَأْمَنُ مَكْرَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ Only the losers, only those people who are losers feel safe from the plan and plot of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take us to task? It can be in my health, it can be in my wealth, it can be in my children, it can be in any condition around us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us at all given times, respected elders and friends. Let us remember the conditions that are around us, the conditions that are in our lives. Many a times, it's as a result of our own doings and actions. Let us sit down and reflect. And at any given moment, let us never ever forget the reality of life. The reality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. The reality that whatever I do, I cannot escape in this world or in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take me to task. In conclusion, I end off with a poem of Abu al-Atahiya. He says, إِذَا مَا خَلَوْتَ الدَّهْرَ يَوْمًا فَلَا تَقُلْ خَلَوْتُ وَلَكِنْ قُلْ عَلَيَّ رَقِيبُ That at any time, when we are alone, and we think there is nobody that is watching us, then remember, don't say I am alone. وَلَكِنْ قُلْ عَلَيَّ رَقِيبُ Say to yourselves, say to ourselves, that there is somebody watching us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ يُغْفِلُ مَا مَضَى And don't ever think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgot our past. Allah forgot our actions. Allah is unmindful of what we have done. وَلَا أَنَّ مَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ يَغِيبُ And don't ever think that whatever we hide is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just to recap, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the controller and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of each and everything around us. Control of the entire universe. And with the passage of time, we begin to lose track of this reality and we begin to feel that we are in control of things. We can do, we can plan, we can strategize, we can work things out. Remember, it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can work things out and it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is His plan will prevail ultimately. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to make amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.